Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our 100th episode this late November 2020. Count them, baby. Episode 100. And let me get our digital guests calmed down a little bit and we'll start the show.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, some of our listeners today may have been captivated by our title, 34 straight wins. 23 of those were sports book bets, and 11 of those were crap sessions. Hey, and we'll give you the details, but I want to warn you before we start the sports book information, you analytical people, you're not going to like it. That's okay. All right, let's go right to our sports book action with 23 straight wins.
He's to the 20, he's to the 25, 30, 35, 40, he's down the sideline, 50, I think he's going to go! He's to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdowns!
And so the cheering crowds, and those touchdowns, all right. Hey, it's really exciting. You know, sportsbook betting on the apps now where you don't have to go to a sportsbook at a casino. You can bet legally, and that's a big key word there, legally with your sportsbook app. Pick what you want. There's so many different venues with that. You know, FanDuel and BetRivers.com. It goes on and on. Every state has their own. I think there's at least 34 states where sportsbook betting is now legal, right? So it's across the country. And that's a good thing. It's a lot of fun. And you can bet as little as a dollar, you know, so, or as much as whatever, you know, $1,000 a game. But here's if you want to talk about analytical things, here's what I like to do. I'm a money line bettor. And if you're new to sports book betting, I'm just picking winners. And sometimes because the winners I'm picking are the favorite, I don't win as much as I bet. It's sort of like placing odds on the don't pass line, where, you know, you bet $40 to win 20 because you have an advantage, you know. And say no, if you're a big favorite and you bet on the favorite to win, you know, your $30 bet might pay $5, you know. So you're risking $30 to win $5. And it's not always the case. I bet Notre Dame every game because I'm a Notre Dame graduate, and they were favored in most games, but not all. And against Clemson, they certainly weren't. So, you know, I won more than I bet that time at that game. But I just don't like the spreads. I mean, the spreads are pretty complicated. You could come so close and still lose. I just like to pick winners. And so I'm a money line bettor. And, again, the analytical people, how much did I analyze? No, I like to bet on the teams that I love and follow, you know. And I'm going to start with the Mountain West. I have a granddaughter who's a sophomore, said correctly, at University of Nevada, Reno, UNR, the Wolfpack, and they're 5-0. So I made a money line bet on every game. That was 5 of the wins. I live in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania suburbs, and suburbs of Pittsburgh, right? So obviously I'm a Steeler fan, grew up with the Steelers, and they were bad times, yeah, until the arrival of Chuck Noll after his first season. He only won one game his first season, and Terry Bradshaw and the Steel Curtain and all the rest. But Mike Tomlin, our present coach, is doing a great job. And right now, our hometown Pittsburgh Steelers and the NFL professionals are 10-0. And I bet the money line on every game. And they weren't favored in every game. And, boy, they almost lost some. They almost lost to Dallas. Oh, my goodness. And they almost lost to Baltimore. You know, so they've had some close games, but they're 10-0. And that's really, really difficult to do, you know, in professional football. So that was 15 of my wins. And I have to get 8 more somewhere. And I'm going to go back to that golden tradition under the Golden Dome, right? Notre Dame, much maligned as not being for real over the years, but they have a number of national championships. There hasn't been one for a while. But nonetheless, man, I'm a true believer with the Fighting Irish. And it was always my dream as a high school football player during the Paul Hornung era. Man, you know, I'm going to go to Notre Dame. I'm going to be an All-American, you know. I went to Notre Dame, and I found out I didn't have the talent to play football. But I graduated with honors, and that's all that was important to me. But, you know, I've probably gone to I would say 50, 60 games, or even more than that, my wife tells me, Janie. So I bet the money line on them every game. And that's eight. So 10 for the Steelers, 5 for the Wolfpack at Nevada, and the Fighting Irish came through with their 8 games. And that makes 23 wins. I don't care if you believe in the Vegas gurus, you know, and you got to pay money for their picks. Hey, baby, my picks were from my heart. I'm betting on the people I love and the schools I love, and that's just it. And how much am I betting? Well, that's a secret, you know. But I will tell you this. I increased my bets as the string went on, so it turned out being some real money in the end. I started out a little small, but I built it up pretty quickly. So I wouldn't pay for advice, you know. Just make your own decisions, and if you don't want to deal with the spread and just pick winners, go with money line betting, man. I think that's a way to fly in sports betting. So where did the other wins come from? And they came from the craps table, and we're going to go right to what we call 3-2-1 craps, because that's a color-up video on YouTube. Our strategy that we've been pushing here, how to play the pass line for low rollers. And that strategy is all approaching 200,000 views on YouTube. It's the real deal. So here's our segue into our craps segment today. Hang on, everybody.
3-2-1.
Eleven straight winning sessions in craps is a personal record for me, and I don't think it'll go on forever. It's not like love and marriage, you know. It's going to run out. But I journalize every time I go to a casino and play craps. I write down a few notes. Sometimes the notes are longer, you know, when there's more to say. But I looked over those 11 sessions, and in craps talk today, I'm going to pick out my 5 or 6 most favorite bets. Now, I'm not talking about the house edge here. I'm not telling you they're the best bets numerically, you know, strategy-wise to make. I'm just telling you these are the bets that I made. And, you know, I went from some sessions $75, $95, $150 to one session over $800, you know, with these bets. And, you know, for that to happen, 11 straight sessions, the dice have to go your way. But that's what's fun about craps. You know, sometimes it just seems like you can't lose. And so let me get started with that. Now, you know what the come-out rule is. You know, it's the start of a new game, and the puck is on both sides of the table, is turned over, and it's black. And, of course, the pandemic tables have 6 people at the table, 3 on each side. And some casinos have actual plexiglass between the 3 people on the sides, and everyone's wearing a mask. Some people are wearing a mask and a face shield. You know, we had a call from Atlantic City, Tom, you know, last episode, and you know, he said he's just not going to go back till it's all over because he played craps and just didn't enjoy it. And I can understand that, you know. I can tell you this, the length of my games were shortened because I just didn't like standing there with that mask, and they stopped serving drinks in the casino. So I just thought, well, you know what, but I still wanted to play, but I didn't play as normally as long as I would play. But on the come-out roll, even though it was a $10 table most times, sometimes it went to $15. I never encountered a $5 table during the pandemic. And I can see why they wouldn't go with a $5 table when they can only staff it. Six, you know, all the staff that they have, you know, the stick man and the 2 dealers on the other side and a pit boss in the middle there, you know, so they got 4 people and there's a maximum of 6 players. So, you know, they're not going to make any money, that's for sure. It's sort of like you know, not when a place is, used to be packed with players and all that. So anyway, I'd put $15 on the pass line, and I would hedge the pass line bet with 3-way craps, a $6 3-way craps, which meant that I had $2 on the 2, $2 on the 3, and $2 on the 12. And so if a 7 or 11 was rolled, I'd lose the $6, but I would win 9. After, you know, it was a $15 bet, so 6 from 15 is 9. If it was a 12 or a deuce, that hit for $56. And what I would do is, of course, I lost the 15, but I would still get $50. And I'd tell them to press with the other $6 just to press again. So I would now have $12 on 3-way craps, which, you know, is $4, $4, $4, right? And so if a 2 or a 12 hit then, it's 4 times 30. It adds up pretty quickly. So I had a lot of success with that. And, you know, a lot of times I just won the $9. But, you know, you do that 7-8 times in a session, you know, that's $56 you would have won. And you just hit that three-way craps a couple of times, especially the 2 or the 12, you know, and that's a profit of $35 once you subtract the 50. So you get, you know, 3 of those, and you almost get a $100 bill there, you know. So that's what we're talking about. And the other thing I did on the come out sometimes, and sometimes I'd do both, I'd have $11 action, you know, on the side. But I would hop the hard ways high in the 10 for $5. So all the hard way numbers would have just $1, and a 10 would have $2. And it was a one-roll bet. It was a hop bet. And they paid 30 to 1. Sometimes I'd do it just for the dealers. Sometimes I do it for the dealers and for me. There's nothing like the expression of the dealers when you hop the hard way and you look at those dice rolling. It's a hard 10. $60 tip, man. They're pretty excited. You get pretty good treatment the rest of the game. But my grandson's a dealer on the Las Vegas Strip. And so I always think of him and I think, you know, I'm going to tip. Well, once the point's been established, most often over the 11 sessions, after the first roll, I very seldom place bets the first roll after the point's established, because if it's a 7 and out, that just makes me so angry. So I just don't place. I just wait till. But after the point's been established and there's one more roll taken, I then place the 6 and 8 for $18 each. So I like the $18 bet, because if a 6 or 8 hits, that's $21. And I have no problem then going off after 2 hits or 3 hits, depending on how I'm doing. You know, so say I got $42 there, and yeah, I pick up my odds bet behind the pass line. And, you know, I played 3-2-1 odds behind the pass line, but when you have a $15 pass line bet, you know, 3 times odds, depending on what the number is over $40, and then 2 times odds is $30, right? And 1 times odds is 15. 3-2-1 is not the low roller thing that we talked about. I'm playing a little higher with a $15 pass line bet. So those are things that I did, and then I didn't always play the pass line, so I would play the don't pass at times when the table cooled off, and I might go sometimes 20 minutes, 30 minutes doing this. I'd play the don't pass, but I would then bet the iron cross for 2 hits. So let's say I come out with a $15 bet on the dome pass and $6 hop the reds. That's my hedge in case a 7 is rolled. Hop the reds, of course, is a one-roll bet. You know, it's like any 7, but it pays a little bit better. So it's 15 to 1. So I did fine with that. I think I hit the 7 a couple times, but generally, I got, you know, a point established. So if the point was a 6 or 8 or a 5 or 9, I would put odds on it. If it was a 4 or 10, I'd really put double odds on it. So, you know, because it's just harder to roll, so you just feel like you're going to win it. If it was a 4 or 10, I'd also play the hard ways number. Unknown caller. Hey, well, pardon that unknown caller, because somebody's calling the show, and it's going to record on our system, and we'll get it. Check it out later. That's never happened before. Hey, you know, always the first time. But, you know, that's what they call a hybrid system, when you play the dome pass, but you also make place bets. And, of course, the Iron Cross, which I always call the Fremont's Free Grind, if you listen to the podcast, you know that, is making a place bet on the 5, 6, 8, and then a place on the field. And that's every number that's possible, you know, except the 7. Now, if a 5, 6, 8 comes up, you lose the field bet. Those are one roll bets. If you roll a field number, you don't lose anything. You just win the field, and that's what you want to happen, because you don't want to, you know, win $10 on the field, but you know, lose $18 on the 6 or 8. So you can change what you do denomination wise, but that's what I'm just telling you to do. You know, so it's a little bit risky to play the field sometimes, but I do it. And then if I get a field bet, then I'll place another number. I'll place the 9, you know. If I get another one, I'll place the 10. You know, that's how it works. So I did that sometimes in the dome pass, and just take 2 hits and go down. And then if I got 2 hits, I would go down, totally just take those 5, 6, 8 bets down, and then just played a dumb pass. And if I was worried if it was a 6 or an 8, I'd probably pick up the dumb pass, you know, and thinking, oh, damn, they're going to hit the dumb pass and I'm going to lose that dumb pass $15. So that's just what I do. You know, you can always lift a dumb pass. I mean, statistically, it's crazy to do so, but I do it because I just think, well, they're going to roll the number. And I already won some money, so I'm not going to risk it. And that's just what I do. So once again, you put 11 winning craps sessions, you know, and we're talking about $1,500 over those 11 winning sessions, and the money that I won in the 23 sports bets, and I'm smoking. Now, is that going to continue? I don't think so, but it's fun while it lasts, and that's what recreational gambling is all about. So let's just take a real short break, and we're going to hear from Jeremy Ellerich, and you probably have followed Color Up on YouTube's this prolific number of craps videos where Jeremy tries strategy after strategy. You know, you make your own decision on it. Now, he explains a strategy on a really well-designed shooting situation with his cameras on a craps board, and then he actually goes live on the board, and you can see what happens. And sometimes the strategy works, and sometimes it doesn't. But it's just interesting to see all the different ways there are to play. And you might find, you know, catch an idea. Maybe you won't use the whole strategy, but maybe you'll catch an idea from what you see. So because it was our 100th podcast, Casino USA, and Jeremy was an early listener to our podcast, he gave us a call and put it on YouTube, the Ten Commandments of Gambling. And we're not going to go through those Ten Commandments now, but just some of the comments that Jeremy made. We really appreciate what he's done for us. And if you're a craps player and you love craps the way I do, I would suggest you take a look at his videos, and you'll start to become a true believer too. And again, it's Color Up, and the producer and narrator of the series is Jeremy Ellerich.
All right, welcome to Color Up. Today I have something very different. I actually, different than I normally do, I have an interview today with Coach Fav from Casinos USA podcast. Coach, welcome to the show, I guess.
How you doing, Jeremy? Excellent. I stay here in Western Pennsylvania. It's in the 70s.
Okay, it's pretty nice here. We got a little dust in the snow, but it's still pretty nice here up in Colorado. So the reason I'm having you on is I'm actually a longtime listener of your podcast, and I know you're about to hit your 100th episode. So that's a huge accomplishment. So maybe tell me a little bit about why in the world you started a casino podcast. What's this?
Well, as probably with most people, I had a group of friends, and we'd go to casinos and gamble. And sometimes on our way to a casino, we'd listen to a podcast. And then they said, hey, Fab, you can do that. You can do that. And I said, yeah, maybe you guys help me. Well, it turned out they never did. They call in sometimes. But so
you're on your own.
Our first podcast had 19 listeners, you know. Uh-huh. And they were mostly friends. And Mark Duvall, for whatever reason, from You Can Bet on That.
Yeah, great podcast.
He heard it and he talked about it, and that's I think the gold standard for craps video or podcast. And all of a sudden we started to grow, and then you picked up one of our systems at 321 Craps for pass line players, and then we went from as 19 the first podcast to start getting 800, 900 people a day. And our biggest daily podcast, we had a podcast on how to buy legal marijuana in Las Vegas. We met a young guy in his late 20s that did it, and he was a little nervous about it. And we interviewed him, and he talked about it. And 3,500 people listened to that podcast. And we were actually contacted by iHeartRadio. I was at Lawrenceburg, Indiana, at the Argosy Casino. It's now the Hollywood Casino. And it was crowded. It was a Saturday night. And it's at the craps table, and the craps table was pretty hot. But one young guy was betting big on the dumb pass, and this guy said to him, "You're an ass for playing a dumb pass." And it was a young kid in his 20s, and he must have been a boxer. He laid the guy out flat, and the guy threw his beer up and got all over me. I was standing next to the guy that got beat up. And security guard came there, and he handcuffed the guy and everything.
Yeah.
And he had to take the other guy out in the stretcher. And I said, well, what about me? And the manager came over and said, We're going to take you into a store in our thing, and you buy yourself any shirt you want. But I thought to myself, I just warn people. In craps, some people at the table are winning and some are losing. Don't comment on their style of play. Even if you think it's ridiculous, don't comment on it. It's not worth it, because that's the kind of world we live in today.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw it at the Rio one time. A guy came up and said, "Grandma told me to bet $500 on the five," and I didn't bet with him. And the next roll, I swear to God, was a five. And I thought, wow, you know. I mean, you see positive things, but I've seen arguments at craps tables. Intoxication's part of it.
Yeah.
But don't comment on somebody else. That's a stupid way to play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what I love about the game, because you can bet either side of it. And I get people, you know, so much of my comments are, you know, this strategy's stupid, that bet's dumb, whatever. But it's only dumb if it loses. I mean, sure, it's a high house advantage. I probably am not going, you know, to make too many horn bets. But when the guy bets it and it wins, how can you criticize him, you know? Or, yeah, you know,
it's so a terrible bet until you win.
Right.
I'm a former basketball coach, and I used to say this all the time. You know, you can't shoot from more than 15 feet away, et cetera. And then kids would take a shot in a game that would win the game, you know. And you're screaming, "Don't shoot, don't shoot." And you say, "Great basket."
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I got my name, Coach Fab. I was I took a Pennsylvania team in Triple A to the state championship and won it. And, you know, so I just kept that name, Coach Fab. So it's now everybody calls me Coach Fab. They don't know what my real name is. It's a character I created, and now I became the character. You know?
So that's just a part of a 35-minute interview. And if you enjoyed some of that, you might want to check out the 10 Commandments of Gambling. It's from our episode number 30, and Jeremy liked it, and we were happy to do it over again. But he commented on each commandment, and he added and enhanced what I had to say, that's for sure. So, again, we thank you, Jeremy, and we thank all our listeners. You know, to go 100 podcasts over, you know, several years, you know, basically two a month, that's really something that we appreciate. And our podcasts, as you may know from the advertisements, are monetized, so we don't ask for money or donations at all, you know. I made $13 a day. You know, when you deal with this podcasting stuff, they go every day, they put in, boom, right into your checking account. Some days there's nothing. Then the next day there's 10, there's 8, there's 13, whatever. But it's a lot of fun, and we're doing enough for the money, but because we enjoy casinos and we want to share that love and passion for gambling and traveling and life outside the casinos, you know, the things that we do with everybody else. But we're not done yet. We're expecting a call from, you remember, Atlantic City Nick, Kino Nick, we call him. He'll be calling us today because he called us. He did go to the opening today of Pittsburgh Live in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And so we'll take that call and comment on what he has to say about the new Cordish Casino from, they're the family that runs the Maryland Live in Maryland, obviously. A great privately owned casino, a huge casino in Anne Arundel Mall in Maryland. But in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, they did the same thing. They put a casino in a mall. It's a much shorter, smaller casino, I should say, 750 slots, 30 table games. But, you know, it's going to bring almost $50 million to Westmoreland County in taxes, and it's going to probably employ 500 people. And today was the grand opening, even though the governor of Pennsylvania said, there's a shutdown, stay at home. I'll tell you, I don't know if it's confusing as, in your state as it is here, but, you know, they're telling you to go out and play in this new casino at the same time. Oh, wait a second, this is stay at home. You know, we want you to stay at home for the Thanksgiving holidays. You take your pick. All right. Okay, we'll be right back with a call from Keto Nick and hear what he has to say about the grand opening of Pittsburgh Live. Despite the name, it's in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, in the Westmoreland County Mall. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Keno Nick calling from Connorsville. Just wanted to give everybody an update. I attended the first day of the Pittsburgh Live Casino, which is in the Westmoreland Mall in Greensburg today. What a fantastic place for a mini casino. It's absolutely fantastic. They have a 45-foot television in the upstairs area. They have four bowling alleys. They have a golf simulator. They have Guy Fieri's restaurant, and they had Guy Fieri's Camaro on display outside of the casino. Lots of games downstairs. I used to be a fan of going up to Lady Luck a lot. I would much rather go out to the Live Casino now in Greensburg. They do have a lot more to choose from. The only thing I was disappointed is they did not have a lot of Keno machines, and the selection on the Kinos were not some of my favorites. Other than that, lots of dollar machines, lots of penny machines, and lots of 2 cent machines. If you like the pennies and 2 cents, it's definitely your place. But just the atmosphere is fantastic. It's probably my second favorite casino now in the area behind the Meadows, but I would rank it highly up there, and it was a great day to be out. It's just a really fun place to go. So I hope everybody gets to visit it, and good luck to everybody. Bye.
Hey, well, thank you, Keno Nick, for that. You're so excited, and it makes me excited. In fact, I think right now we're going to publish the episode 100 early. We had promised people November 30th, but I might put it out on Thanksgiving just so I'm free on Monday to go up to Pittsburgh Live in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. So by the time you hear this, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Notre Dame, and Nevada will have played again. So we'll see if my winning streak stays intact. All three are favored in the upcoming games, but they're all against really good opponents, so we'll see. And yeah, I'm going to bet the money line on all three again. But 34 straight wins, that was pretty amazing, so I hope you all appreciate that. And this brings us to the end of our 100th episode, and as always, Casinos USA is a special place where every day is Saturday. Have a happy Thanksgiving, or we hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, depending on when you listen to this, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks again. So long, everybody.
Hey, every day is Saturday.